To finish the show with some wonderful music, it's my great pleasure to welcome to Cape Talk Nandi Madida, a South African singer and actress and producer who is no stranger to the spotlight at all. From her early beginnings in life, winning Miss Junior South Africa, she went on to win a string of regional and national singing and dancing talent shows when she was still in her teens. And fast forward to 2020, in a year which a lot of people have seen as a chance to step back and slow down, she has had a really, really busy time, I'm told. For starters, she joined other African talents on Beyoncé's Disney film Black is King as Nala. The visual album was released a year after, of course, the theatrical release of the Disney live action film. And she also released a new single entitled Organic on digital platforms a couple of weeks ago. And we're going to play it for you this afternoon. But first, we're going to say hello to Nandi Madida and welcome to Cape Talk. Lovely to chat to you this afternoon.
Hello, how are you? What a great introduction.
Thanks, Nandi. Lovely to have you with us and to hear someone so full of enthusiasm after a year which has left so many people feeling so flat and down. How's 2020 been for you?
Absolutely. Listen, I don't take it for granted. We are in the middle of a pandemic that humanity has never experienced, obviously, on this global level. So if anything, I'm just full of gratitude. It's been incredible, to be honest. And that's why sometimes I feel a bit guilty to even celebrate, you know. But I think if anything, I'm full of gratitude and also disbelief. I feel like it's been very surreal, and I almost feel like someone's going to tap me, you know, and just say, "No, sorry, this is all the dreams that you were having. This didn't happen. So don't worry." Yeah, it's very surreal.
Nandi, I mean, I have to ask about the experience of being part of Black is King and breathing life into the character of Nala. I mean, was that a pinch yourself moment when you got the phone call to say the role's yours?
Oh, absolutely. I think more than anything as well, as much as, of course, it was incredible to be, you know, called by someone like Beyonce of her caliber and stardom. I mean, she's incredible on the Parkwood team. But the story was necessary, and it was a beautiful narrative. So this is bigger than all of us. You know, you can be a part of a project that's just that and for pure entertainment reasons. But this was important once again for humanity, and it came at such at the right time. And obviously, none of us had orchestrated the time, and we didn't know what this year was going to be because we had finished shooting it already before the year 2020 started. So it was almost a spiritual movement, and what happened was obviously greater than any of us can fathom, you know. So yes, of course, I'm humbled by all the opportunities that have come from this and how incredibly great this project is and how the whole world was elated to see something like this and, of course, gravitated towards a story that was necessary. Mm-hmm. But also just, I think, for all of us to kind of take a step back and appreciate the continent in its truest form and the diaspora, you know, it was about time. And, of course, seeing kids that can relate to themselves and seeing their representation was just key and paramount. And it's just beautiful to be a part of. Whether I was a part of it or not, I would be so proud of a project like this one.
But what a gift of an opportunity to be part of it. Nandi, I mean, you talk about it opening doors. Has it led to new projects for you? Have you made connections that you feel are going to unlock the next steps for you?
Yes, definitely. Well, for one, I signed to one of the biggest agencies in the world, A3 Agency. They're based in LA, which is just, and they have scouted me from the project. And of course, there's been a lot of talk. I always like to surprise everyone, including this project. But, you know, next year, there's a lot that's going to come that has already come from Black is King, which you can imagine. It's just been so, so surreal. Because you never realize when you're on set and you're shooting for something like this, it's only once a project of this magnitude drops. And because Beyonce is such a great name and a big name and also a beautiful human being, you only realize when something like this is released that the impact she really does have and the name she really, you know, holds, if that makes sense. So we were just a part of something that was so great. And of course, I think for all of us, it's kind of changed our lives in many a way. So yes, there've been incredible opportunities to follow. And my main thing is just to ensure that I make the continent proud in anything I do.
One of the ways you're doing that is through your music. Now, Nandi, we're going to play out the show today with the new single, Organic. Won't you tell us a little bit about the song?
Organic happened organically. You know, I was seeing in mainstream media that, you know, the beautiful African body for so long has been appropriated and never celebrated. And of course, this is a tribute to the late and great Sarah Bartman. You know, a story that pains me deeply, and I think a lot of people, especially in this country, as she was a South African Khoisan female. But it was one that was necessary to tell, and just to say whether the world celebrates us for who we are or not, that we need to learn to celebrate ourselves because we're incredible. And so what you're seeing is people are paying so much money to emulate our bodies and look the way we do. I mean, you look at our incredible Miss South Africa, who has that, you know, that beautiful South African hourglass figure, which, you know, is typically ours, and so, so beautiful, and how she holds herself, that grace. Whether the world celebrates that or not, we need to appreciate ourselves and see how beautiful that is. Someone like her has just shown how beautiful we truly are. And that's what Organic was all about, that we have been given all of these beautiful features, traits, you know, our aesthetic is beautiful, but as well, just who we are, and that it all is truly organic. We've been blessed with this, you know. God has blessed us with so much, and that's where it came from.
Nandi, my final question before we share the song is, if our listeners like what they hear, where do we send them to find more of your music?
On all the apps, all your musical apps and digital platforms, it's available everywhere. So you name them. There's too many to name these days because they keep adding them, but everywhere, which is incredible. So you can find it everywhere. The music video is coming soon as well. Early January, we'll be dropping the music video for Organic, and it's a beautiful story. So do enjoy it, but at the same time, it's a great song. It's a positive song. It's a joyful song. But at the same time, with a very important message. So I just want every single female to feel good in their skin. That's the most important thing.
What a joyful message as well. Thank you so much, Nandi Madira. Lovely to have you on the show. And onward and upward to you after an incredible year. This is Organic. Nandi Madira, the song is called Organic. Look for her on all your major streaming platforms if you'd like to hear more.